Dr. Andy.
And if, well, if you were looking at a great big mountain, you'd say, well, that'd be a hard mountain to
climb.
But now, last year, my neighbor
climbed.
Mm-hmm. But now, as for me, I've never
climbed.
Now, like if a little kid had to, if they were trying to hide from you, like behind the sofa, they'd get down like this, and you'd say they were
squatting.
Yeah. And you're talking about something that you saw in your sleep. You'd say, well, this is what I
dreamed.
And then you say, well, like I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And if your car was stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it.
Push.
And if there was something like the your child was in the kitchen and the stove was hot, you might say, now don't
touch.
And if somebody had been fishing and hadn't had much luck, they might say, now I've been fishing for trout but I haven't
caught any.
And like if a little kid was, you're about to punish the child might say, oh please give me another
chance.
And if a person was in a really good mood, instead of saying he's in a good mood, you might say he's in a good
mood. Why?
Good humor or something.
Good humor. Mm-hmm.
If there was a little children, sometimes they might come home and they have something new that they learned, and you wanted to know where they learned it. You'd say, well, who?
Taught.
Mm-hmm. And little children, like if they're talking about people that tell on others, they call them
tattletales.
And if you had a pretty vase and you wanted to put something in it, you might go out and pick some
flowers.
And like something that a child plays with, you call it a
toy.
And if I ask you, well, when did you see him? You'd say, well, yesterday I
saw him.
And talking about two kids that can't get along, you'd say, well, every time they met, they
fight, fuss.
And if a person kills somebody with a knife, you'd say that they
stabbed.
And you were talking about riding horses, you'd say, now I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
And if there was something like a picture of, on the blackboard and the teacher said, might say, well, who?
Drew.
Now, if you were meeting somebody like at 11 o'clock in the morning and you greeted them, you'd say, well,
morning.
And the part of the day after noontime, you refer to that as
afternoon.
And then the part like after supper, you refer to that as
evening.
And if a person had to get up and start working, just the sun comes in the sky, you say they had to start at
daybreak.
And if you were using the word sun in it, you'd say
sunlight.
And then the same thing, except if you're talking about when the sun goes down, you'd say
sunset.
And if I ask you, what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say, well, the sun
rose.
And, okay, now, if today is Thursday, then Wednesday was
yesterday.
And if, again, if today is Thursday, then Friday will be
tomorrow.
And, if you wanted to know what time it was, you'd have to look at a
watch or clock.
And, if it was like 7:30, instead of saying 7:30, if you were saying that another way, you'd say it was